Any one of you understood? Probably Tan Rich and Tan Alex, huh? Huh? Tan Alex, how is this working? Huh? I mean, how often did I tell you to do this kind of exercise? And have you gotten any results of it already? This move a little bit over there. Warren, do you know this exercise? Yeah, I mean I talk quite a bit. You know, I haven't mentioned it for a while, for a few years. Yeah, I mean the exercise. You know, you sit down. Yeah, or you walk. It doesn't matter. You sit down. You close your eyes. You know, and then you cut off. You know, bit by bit of the body. Yeah, and put it out in front of you. Yeah, you can put it orderly or just throw it on a heap until all the parts are out of the. Yeah. All the body parts are there for you to see with your inner eyes, yeah? Huh? And then look, yeah? I mean, the moment all of the body parts, yeah? I mean, what can happen then is that the citta that still sits here, you know, and does the work, yeah? I mean, cuts itself loose from the parts of the body, yeah? But it takes maybe 100 exercises, 1,000 exercises, 1,000,000 exercises. I mean, until you see, yeah? I mean, then there will be a clear cut, yeah? So you put them out, and then you put them on, yeah? And the moment you put them on, suddenly the eye appears, yeah? Ah, yeah? Before, when all the body parts are there, there is no sense of me or mine or I you eat the body part and then you put them back and then the sense of I appears, and then you put them out and the sense of I disappears, and then you put them up until it is really clear cut, yeah? And you can do it. I mean, I was doing it on Trunkrum when I walked up, you know. I mean, I cut off these things, you know, and just put them at the side of the Trunkrum, yeah? And then I came back, you know, until all the parts are there, you know, loosely, you know. It was so much fun, you know, actually. Yeah? And then you put it back on, you know, and then you throw it again out, you know, and then you put it back on until there's a clear cut. Then you know you are not the body. Yeah? But this, you know, I mean, when it disappears, you know, for some people it disappears maybe after 10 times. For other people, yeah, and they have to do it 100 times or 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times. Yeah. And that is the important thing, yeah? That is, yeah, to understand that the body and the citta are two different things. And that is important for the entering the sotapanna, for entering the stream. This is the most important thing. The other thing, yeah, we already do, yeah? I mean, when we are here, you know, we hopefully have no doubts, you know. The first fetter is doubt, yeah? Doubt that there's heaven, doubt that there's hell, doubt that there is, you know, that there are beings in heaven and beings in hell, doubt that there is karma, that there is good karma and bad karma, and there are results of good and bad karma. That is the first fetter. Yeah? The second fetter, what was it? The second fetter is to keep the five precepts, yeah? Or, you know, you keep the 8 precepts, yeah? I mean, so you keep them, and, you know, and you don't even bother about it anymore, yeah? And the third one, that is the most difficult one, yeah? Is the identification. For most of the Westerners, the first one is the most difficult. Yeah, I mean, they don't believe in heaven, you know? Ah, I mean, this is the Catholic Church, you know, they're telling us, you know, there's eternal hell and there's eternal heaven, yeah? I mean, we don't believe this thing. And we don't believe, you know, until you actually see devas, yeah? then you might believe that there are beings in heaven, yeah? Or you see ghosts, you know, and then you believe, ah, there are ghosts, you know, or there are demons, yeah? Once you see them, once you encounter them, then you will believe it, yeah? But most of the Westerners don't believe it, yeah? there are no ghosts, yeah? Of course there are ghosts, yeah? There are so many ghost stories, you know? Especially, you know, I mean, also in Germany, but, you know, in Germany and in England, you know, I mean, all these haunted, you know, castles, yeah? Where they kill their wives or where they kill their husbands, you know, and they all linger around, yeah? Full of hate. Yeah. Now, this is for most of the Westerners, this is the most difficult part. They don't believe, yeah? And they don't believe in karma. And they don't believe in rebirth, yeah? And I mean, that is the end of the matter. Then we don't even need to, yeah? Then we don't even need to train. If you don't believe in rebirth, you know, I mean, just take what you want, yeah? Yeah? If you have enough strength, somebody stronger than you, he takes it from you. But our society doesn't live this way, you know. We do have laws, you know, and we protect the weaker ones, yeah? So, I mean, if you don't believe, you know, if you don't believe in rebirth, I mean, you will never be interested in going the path to find a way out of samsara, yeah? The cycle of birth and death, yeah? Or like I call it the hamster wheel, because this is so obvious, yeah? I mean, hamster wheel, you know, I mean, he runs around and runs around forever, yeah? And he always thinks he's going somewhere, yeah? And we are running in the samsara round forever, yeah? In the 31 realms of existence, yeah? Most of us, you know, only in 3 realms of existence. in the human realm, in the hell realm, in the ghost realm. That's where most of us, you know, run around. Only few, you know, going into the heavenly realms, you know, or in the other realms. But some of them also go into the animal realms. Yeah? All these hunters, you know, and the butchers, yeah, you know? They will go into the animal realms. And to get out of the animal realm, what did the Lord Buddha say? Oh, it's so difficult to get out of the animal realm. Huh? What is 100 years, you know, I mean, in the big ocean, you know, there's one lifesaver, you know, and a turtle every 100 years, you know, it comes up, you know, when is it going to hit the ring, yeah? Don't do any harm to any animals, yeah? You don't want to end up in the slum, yeah? Yeah, and that is, so the first, you know, the first fetter of doubt, you know, the second fetter is not keeping the precepts, and the third fetter is, you know, I mean, this is a really good exercise, you know, to cut down, you know, on the identification with the body, yeah. I mean, you still can love the body afterwards, you know. I mean, lots of people, you know, Sotapanna still loves the body, you know. I mean, he can marry, you know, he can have sex, you know, and whatever, yeah. I mean, he can have at most, you know, at most 7 more lives as a human being, enjoy, you know, whatever he wants to enjoy. I mean, it is like, you know, I mean, we like our car, you know. I mean, we love the car, you know. I mean, we want another car and another car until we really, you know, I mean, what is the nuisance? Always bringing it to the gas station, constantly repairing it, you know, and then when it is gone, you know, we have to buy a new one and so on, constantly working for the car, yeah? Huh? Lots of people do that, yeah, working for their car, yeah, nice car, polish it up, you know, and they put a nice stereo inside and so on, and spoiler and this and that, and paint it beautifully, you know. And that is the same thing what we do with this body, yeah. That's why I find it's such a good simile, you know, to the body, you know, the car, yeah. It needs a driver, every car needs a driver, otherwise it doesn't go anywhere. And this body needs the citta, you know, to be able to drive that body, you know, to move that body. Yeah? Even, you know, it needs, you know, for thinking, you know, that this brain can think or this brain can memorize. I mean, it needs a citta for it, yeah? Either the brain doesn't automatically work, yeah? Or and then we see that in samadhi, it doesn't work, you know. I mean, nothing works there, yeah. When we really rest down in samadhi, nothing works, yeah. The body just is there, just like a car, you know, that you parked somewhere, 10 kilometers away, you know, and whatever it does, you know, you don't even know whatever happens there, yeah. That is when we enter samadhi, you know, I mean, the body is completely, you know, it is completely gone, yeah? It's somewhere else, yeah? And then we come back to the car, you know, enter the car and like it again, yeah? And this is something that we really have to understand, that the citta and the body are not one and the same thing, yeah? And then we can enter, you know, and if we have the power of entering apana samadhi, then we can enter the stream. The apana samadhi is very similar to the what is it called? To the Makkha, yeah? To the path moment, yeah? Huh? In the path moment, you see Nibbana, you know, in Apana Samadhi, it is a preview of Nibbana, yeah? It is very similar, but it is not the same, yeah? So we need good concentration in order to enter, yeah? To enter the stream. But we need to cut down the fetters, you know, before, you know, so that there are, you know, just a little bit, you know, and then when we enter Makkah, you know, they are cut off forever. That is a nice thing. Forever and ever. Yeah. Okay, so now comes your question. So don't forget, you know, also the monks, don't forget this exercise. You know, it is really helpful. Yeah. you can also do a supa, you know, it is also, you know, it's also distinguished between the body and the citta, yeah. But, you know, if you want to enter the stream, you know, this is quite a helpful exercise. So, are there any questions? You? No? Or? No? The monks? No. Yes?
In our tradition, we have quite a lot of tools to deal with greed and wanting, I feel like.
Yeah.
The tangas and everything.
Yeah.
And Lumpur maybe explain or elaborate the tools for dealing with dosa, like with hate and aversion and like.
Was it in Thai or was it in English that I talked about how to deal? Probably it was in Thai. How to deal with dosa, with anger. Yeah, anger comes up. Yeah. So before we deal with anger, we need to deal with pain. Yeah, we sharpen our knife of wisdom with the investigation of pain. What is pain? You know, to feel the pain, to really inhale the pain, yeah, and to feel it, to feel the whole body, yeah, the whole body of pain. This is something where we can sharpen our knife, yeah. Because if we cannot accept pain, we cannot accept any kind of stronger feeling like greed or like hate, yeah. we need to be able to accept it, to inhale it and to feel it in every inch, in every part of the body. Yeah? And to see for what it is. Yeah? And that means with completely accepting it. To see, anger, this boiling up anger. Yeah? So when we come out of, when we are good, you know, investigating, you know, painful feeling, we don't have to go to the end, you know, but we have to be quite proficient, you know, dealing with really strong pain. Yeah? Being able to accept the strong pain, you know, and just ask the right question. Where is the pain? What is the pain? Is it anicca? Is it anatta, dukkha? Yeah? And where is it going? You know, where is it coming from? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscles? Is it in the bones? You know, where exactly is it? You know, we really want to know, yeah? Most of us, you know, want to get rid of pain, you know, and that's why they investigate a little bit and then the pain disappears in the beginning, so they're happy, and then the next time the pain comes, why is the pain not going away? That is not the right attitude towards investigation of pain. Yeah? We have to love pain. Yeah? And then, yeah, if you have problems, you know, if you have problem with situation where, you know, this dosa comes up, yeah, where this anger comes up, yeah, when we come out of samadhi, then we pick this situation, yeah, and then we see instantly, you know, this anger comes up. And then we do the same thing with this anger. You know, first, you know, we inhale it, we feel it, you know, for a few minutes, you know, really feel it, yeah. And then ask ourselves, you know, then we go back, then we track back, yeah. What is it? You know, what is it, yeah? Where is it coming from, yeah? Because if I have another thought, you know, then I exchange it and have another thought. Yeah? I have another thought about a nice situation that everybody had it, you know, a nice situation, yeah. And then this anger is gone. Yeah, it is replaced by something, you know, for longing, you know, for we long for. Yeah, And then we bring the situation back. Yeah? We have to really understand, you know, where this anger is rooted into. Yeah? I mean, what kind of thought, you know? And then we examine this thought. Yeah? Well, what is it? You know, what is it? What is so wrong with this? You know, I mean, if somebody behaves, you know, if the rain drops, are we getting angry? Most of us not. If they didn't plan a party, a barbecue, then they might get angry about the rain. But normally we are not, you know. If things are happening, we are not getting angry. So what is it behind the thought? Was it, yeah? And most of the time we can find it in one of our wrong views, yeah? We have a wrong view about a situation. We have a wrong view about a person. Yeah, we have a wrong view. You know, I mean, how things are supposed to be. Yeah, and that holds true for especially German people. They have a lot of wrong views. Yeah, they like things very orderly. And if somebody, you know, sits next to them and it's not orderly, you know, anger comes up. Yeah. German speaking, so I mean the Swiss are included in that. And the Dutch also. They are not German speaking. Oh, the Dutch can get very angry. If something, you know, something is not working out, yeah? So this is the way. And then we investigate it. Is it right view? Yeah? Well, what is it? What is the problem that I have with this? Yeah? Huh? I can only correct the things that are within my heart. I cannot correct other people, yeah? But, and then let's go one step further. Yeah? Whatever I see in the other person is within me. And then I start to look. Yeah? And this kind of looking is very difficult. Yeah? Because, you know, the Kilesa say, no, I'm not like this. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not like this. Yes, you are. Yeah? I mean, you really have to contact it. Yeah? Until it doesn't have any more power, and then you start to see it. You are just the same, you know. You just see the fault, you know, that you don't like in other people, yeah. But you don't want to admit it, that it is within you. Yeah? Because if you don't have this fault, you cannot get angry. Huh? This is something you really have to realize, yeah. If you see a fault in a person, yeah, and you used to have it before, you have met up with this person because you know how much suffering he goes through, yeah, because of this fault or this wrong behavior, yeah. It is impossible that you are angry, yeah. If you get angry, you have this, you know, I mean, if it is attached to a person, then it is something that we see, that we have it in ourselves, yeah. And the problem is we don't want to admit it, yeah. I mean, For myself, you know, I mean, sometimes I work 3 weeks on this, yeah, to be able, you know, no, I don't want to give it, yeah, I must see it, you know, I must have it, you know, huh? Until I could see it, yeah. But if you give up and say, oh, yes, I don't have it, you know, I mean, that's the end of, you know, and the anger will still reside it. You know, the trigger point, that the check in the box will still be in your heart, yeah? And whenever you see a situation like this, yeah, somebody, you know, pushed on the check in the box and the check comes out, yeah? Hmm? This is something, you know, you really have to understand, yeah? I mean, see the other people, you know, see the people, you know, as a mirror of yourself, yeah? Whatever I don't like about them, you know, I mean, that is within me. Maybe it is not that strong, yeah? I've done it so often. There are so many, I mean, and it is always with wrong views, yeah? Always connected to wrong views, always connected to wrong thinking, yeah? And always corrected to things that I did not want to admit to myself, yeah? And if we go along this, you know, I mean, then this community, you know, this community or the lay people who come in the morning are the best, you know, are the best place, you know, for us to work. Huh? Because we see so many things. And, you know, even if it's slight anger that comes up, yeah, I mean, we see it, you know, and we should value it. Because somebody shows us, you know, our problems. Yeah, we shouldn't just, you know, push out, you know, and go against it. Yeah. No, we should, you know, we should really look in ourselves. Yeah? Okay?
So following on from that, delusion is sort of false equanimity or unknowingness, like not really willing to look at it. How do we overcome that?
That's where we have to force it to look at it. We have to bring up the situation, you know, until it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. It is like some people don't want to see dukkha. So they always, you know, look at something, oh, it's so nice. The shit is right in front of us, you know, but they don't want to look at it, you know. They see it in blurry, you know, but there's such a nice big flower. Oh, it smells so nice. So we have to force it. Just like we do with the, you know, when we force the citta back to the Buddha, we force it back to the situation. And don't expect it that you instantly see it clearly. I mean, from my own experience, you know, it can take weeks or it can take months, you know, I mean, until you can see it clearly. One thing that was very deep rooted, you know, took me nearly a year, you know, to get down to it. So we have to have patience, and we always have to bring it up. When we know this is a problem where we can't see clearly, we have to bring it up again. But only bring it up when you come out of samadhi, when your mind is calm, when your mind is sharp. Don't just think about it, you know, I mean, because that doesn't help. So, any more questions? Then read. By the way, where are these two women? Praveen. Because these are the questions of her daughter, isn't it? Nobody told them? Yeah, but maybe they did not understand it, yeah? So, Emily, next time, you know, I mean, point it out to them. So then we leave it for today, you know, I mean, then we can ask the questions later. Or if, are there some other questions?
Just another one.
Yeah.
So the other one, it's about Anapanasati. While meditating, my mental object is the breath, and after some time, the breath becomes so subtle that I'm not able to watch it, the incoming or outgoing breath. Please guide me on this.
How often our interest is gone in the breath. That's why, you know, yes, the breath becomes subtle. And the problem when the breath becomes subtle and we did not develop the sati, did not develop the knowingness about the breath, then it is very difficult to grasp the breath. We have to rely on the knowingness of the breath, because then the knowingness, the breath becomes subtle, the feeling of the breath becomes subtle, but at the same time the knowingness of the breath becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. So it is, the problem that he does not foster the knowingness of the breath. He has to foster it. And in the beginning, he might have to use some thoughts about it, about the breath. Okay, this is the in-breath. This is the out-breath. This is a long in-breath. This is a loud, this is a long out-breath, The in-breath is longer. I mean, he has to foster it by getting these thoughts, you know, to get to the knowingness, That is the only way, you know. Most of the people just go on the breath, and the breath becomes so subtle that they can't feel it anymore, and then the citta goes anywhere, Because they do not foster the knowingness, and the knowingness is sati, And as I said so many times, sati is important, It is one part of our powerful weapons that we need to develop. The other one is panya. Satipanya can eliminate everything. Sati is being able to focus and know things about it, and panya is being able to ask the right question to pierce through, to pierce through the delusion that we have about the object. But the sati, holds the object, and knows everything what is going on about this object. And panya asks the question and try to pierce through, and then the sati will note what is going on there. Understand? No. Okay. So leave it for today. Yeah. If there are no more other questions, yeah. Mm-hmm.